Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter and just guitar goddess, Meg Williams. I talked with Meg about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And speaking of guitar, just melt your face off guitars. That reminded me so much of a Lindsay L vibe from that song. It's just not even funny. How about you, Craig?
I was rocking down, letting it all go, letting it down. I can't get enough of that song.
I was air guitaring the crap out of that song, and spoiler alert, this is the first time I'd heard that song all the way through. So it's just a rocking song. So with that being said, Let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Meg Williams to the show.
Thank
hey,
you
Meg,
guys for having me.
It's
doing
an
well.
Honor,
how
Meg.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like I was telling Craig when we were playing the song, that was the first time I'd heard that song all the way through. And, oh, my God, it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad you like it.
You know, and as I was telling Craig also, I don't know if you know who Lindsay L is, but I got so many Lindsay L vibes off that song, it just wasn't even funny.
Thank you. Yeah, she's awesome. So that's a huge compliment.
Yes,
I'm
sorry. Go ahead, Meg.
Oh no, I was just gonna say she's great. I love following everything that she's up to and seeing all the places she's been playing, and yeah, she's great.
you remind me a lot of her, Meg, because with your car, of how you put on such a potent performance. And I did have the opportunity to see you at the Commodore.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Sure.
Before we get into things today, I did have a couple questions I always ask our guests. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Oh man, so yeah, my name is Meg Williams. I'm originally from New York. I moved to Nashville about a year and a half ago, and what got me into music? I've been playing music for about as long as I can remember. I've been playing guitar now for about 17 years. I started when I was pretty young, and the reason I got started was my mom actually got an acoustic guitar because she wanted to learn how to play, but she never actually learned, and the guitar was just sitting around the house, and I asked her if that was something I could learn, and so I started taking lessons, and I just fell in love with the guitar, and then the teacher I had when I was young introduced me to blues and rock music and stuff like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and the Allman Brothers, and I was like, ooh, that is, I want to play that stuff. So so then I started playing electric guitar, and so I've just been playing that for a while, and I really fell in love with like blues and rock music, and played at many different styles, but I always found myself coming back to those, and and then about a year and a half ago, after playing a lot up in New York, I decided to make the move down to Nashville and to pursue music and guitar and songwriting professionally. So that's
awesome.
Where I'm at right now.
So all your success, you have to actually get a tribute to your mother for not taking up the guitar that she had.
I know. Well, I'm very proud of her, though. She's finally got the G chord down. So she's finally learning.
Yeah, sometimes I wanted to ask, of course, Nashville's known as the country music capital of the world, but, and I noticed you said you play more of a blues kind of rock style, which I love that genre of music, don't get me wrong, but what drew you to Nashville as opposed to like Atlanta or Detroit or places like that?
Well, I visited a lot before moving down here. I visited several different cities to decide where I wanted to move to. And, I really fell in love with Nashville as a whole, not just the music scene, but also the people are so welcoming and, encouraging. And it was just a really great community of people. And there's always so much going on here in Nashville. And so I just liked everything about it. And while country music does dominate for the most part, a lot of things, there is a very big there's a like a blues rock and like southern rock scene here, and it's close proximity to a lot of other bigger cities that have these genre of music. So there's a good scene, and there's a lot of good blues players and supporters here in Nashville. So yeah.
I knew that Nashville wasn't just a strictly country music. But I was curious because honestly, it's not really that often that at least from my experience that you run into like a blues player or a rock player in Nashville. So I was just kind of. I was kind of curious about that.
Mhm. Yeah, I think there's so many people moving in, and I think there's a lot more variety in the genres that are popping up with the amount of people that are moving here. So it's been interesting to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Nashville's probably one of the fastest growing cities.
Mm-hmm. I only live about 3 hours west of Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And I have family that lives about maybe 15 minutes outside the city. So so pretty much every time I can get myself up to Nashville, I'm definitely there.
Yeah, that's great.
It's like one of my favorite cities in the world, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really love it here. There's so much going on.
Oh yeah. So you've been in town like a year and a half.
So
sort of new, but sort of not, if that makes any sense to you. So how's Nashville? I've been treating this past year and a half.
It's been great. I really love it here. There's so many different opportunities to get out and play. Pretty much every single night, I am out playing somewhere. And I've met a lot of really great players and songwriters and friends and just so many opportunities within the music industry here every single day. So I really enjoy it here.
And I noticed earlier this afternoon on Instagram you posted a list of your shows this week, along with this interview, and thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah,
it's always great when a guest promotes the interviews that they do with us. It's always great, and it's always humbling, to be completely honest with you. So. You've got a pretty busy week coming up, don't you?
I do. I have quite a few shows coming up later this week and weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm playing. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm playing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday electric sets with my band, and I'm also doing some acoustic songwriter stuff this weekend too.
Oh, great. As I was
Meg, I wanted to ask you, what are your favorite venues to play at Nashville?
Can you repeat that? Sorry, there.
Sure. I wanted to ask you, what are your favorite venues to perform while you're in Nashville?
Oh, what are my favorite venues? I like the country. It's now called The Local. It's over near the Parthenon, and they have a really fun blues jam on Tuesday nights. That's a great hangout, and I always love playing there. It's a fun spot. And Soulshine Pizza Factory in Midtown is always one of my favorite places. Yeah, so there's a lot of neat little venues and different restaurants around town, but those two are always two of my favorites.
If you're into kind of I kind of like soul, kind of R&B, kind of Motown kind of stuff. There's this little place that it's over by the Capitol building, I believe. It's called the Five Spot.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
That's
if
a fun place.
I actually saw a Joe Smith there that September. Great show.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, they do some really fun nights over there. That's a fun place to go check out.
Yeah, it is. I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask this EP that you just released. The title of it escapes me at the moment. Sorry about that. But is that your first EP that you've released?
No, I've released prior to moving down to Nashville. I've released a full-length CD and then an EP with my band a couple years ago. But it's very different sounding from what I'm focusing on here. It was a lot more alternative rock and jazz, funk. It had a lot of different influences, but there was a horn section in it. And so it sounds a whole lot different than what I'm doing now. So this was really like, I was so excited about this EP down here because I really narrowed in on the sound that I like the most and I identify with the most. And so it was the first EP within that genre, and I like settled into my sound. And so I've been really excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you.
As I was researching for this show today, I like I find out pretty much as I can about the guest, because I think, it's in my job description, basically. But I ran across this video, a few videos, actually, of you just absolutely shredding on a guitar.
Thank you.
And cool. Just, wow. Just, holy wow, you know?
Thank you.
It was great.
Yes.
Thanks.
Chuck, that's what I felt when I saw you at the Commodore for the first time, Meg. Wow. So then I asked Elena, oh, can you please introduce me to Meg Williams? And then a few minutes later, you were right behind me. And I said, wow, this is a gift.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you guys.
I have a couple of fun kind of get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Okay.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh man, that's tricky. You know, I'm going to say no, because all roads led me here to Nashville, and I'm happy with where I'm at right now. So I'm going to say no. Sometimes I do think back and wish I moved here sooner, but I'm happy with when I came down and it all worked out the way it should. So I, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. This next question comes from one of my favorite interviewers ever, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Dan Rather, who is just a giant in this industry, just an absolute giant in this industry, you know. I was watching an interview a Kid Rock one time, and he asked Kid this question, so I'm gonna ask you, when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won major award after major award, which is gonna happen for you, there's literally not a doubt in my mind it's gonna happen.
Thank you.
What's the one thing What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I think overall just being a good person and a nice person, and I want people to remember that about me.
I don't think that will ever be a problem with you, Meg.
I don't either.
Awesome.
You're well on your way to that. Trust me.
Thank you.
And now, kind of along these same lines, being a creative person, which I know you obviously are, we both are. What inspires or motivates you?
I think just the drive and the excitement. I mean, being here in Nashville, you're surrounded by so many other people that have that same drive and desire to create and perform and write and, just keep on creating. And I think that even fuels the drive more here. But I don't know, that's a really hard thing to explain. I think it's just, I can't even explain it. Yeah, just I guess music just inspires me, and I'm inspired and driven by how it brings people together, and you know, there's so much to like about it.
Absolutely, I get it. Because I'll give you an example. I started this show 6 years ago. I can't even believe it's been 6 years, to be completely honest with you.
Wow.
I cannot even believe it's already been 6 years.
Wow.
But I started this show as kind of a way to help some incredibly talented people like yourself. Get your music out there and get your voices heard. So I mean I understand it's been literally one of the best decisions I've ever made.
That's great.
So
that's excellent.
And I'll go ahead and tell you this now. Of course I'll mention it at the end of the interview, but if there's ever anything that you need from us on the show, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Welcome. Meg, I wanted to ask you, I'm going to be in Nashville from the 18th to the 24th. Do you know by any chance if you'll be performing within that time frame?
Let's see here. So I have something that is tentative right now on Monday the 22nd. They're just trying to find a different venue for it right now. So I'll be sure to keep you updated on my website and Instagram and Facebook about that show. But tentatively right now,
awesome.
Monday the 22nd.
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Awesome.
Yes.
speaking of social media, I did have kind of a couple questions regarding social media for you. How has social media affected your career thus far?
I feel like so much of everything is online now. So people look online to see where you're playing and what you're up to, and things like Instagram can connect you with people you probably wouldn't have otherwise met that don't even live in Nashville by posting videos and tagging people or tagging using different hashtags and stuff. And it's very useful. with all the social media, you have to do with your phone stuff too. There's so much that goes into it, and it's a lot of upkeep, but it's also very beneficial because then you get the word out and people can share it and see it and see what you're up to, even if they're not right there in Nashville. It's helpful for me, especially with coming from New York, and I have a lot of friends and family up there that want to see what I'm up to, so keep up with all the shows and different things that I'm doing, but they can't be here in Nashville, so it's a way for them to kind of see different places that I've played and keep up with me even though they're not here. So I think it's really helpful to meet some new people, some new people that could be interested in your music and make connections, but also maintain connections in different cities that you might have lived in places. So I think it's real useful.
Do you see yourself in New York, Meg, in 2018 when you come back to visit your family?
Can you repeat that one?
Yes. Do you see yourself doing any performances in New York when you visit your family next?
I usually play some local breweries whenever I go back up that way. I love playing at this place called Railhead Brewing Company that's down the street from my place, and they're always so great to musicians. So I always love to come back there whenever I'm in town and am able to. So, and it's nice to see all the friends and family come back. So I'm sure when I go back there, probably in the summer, I'll hopefully be able to set something up with them.
Maybe you'll have a surprise visitor too.
Maybe. You never know.
Another question, kind of along the social media thing. Do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole, than it was, say 25 or 30 years ago before social media?
Oh, man. It's hard to say, because I think we have the tools now to make it easier, but because the tools are so accessible, everybody has them. So now there's a lot more to sort through. So yes and no. Yeah, definitely.
A lot more competition.
Yeah.
I understand that completely.
Yeah, a lot more competition, but it is easier, but. Yeah, kind of both both ends
it's
there.
Easier, but it's harder.
Yeah,
I understand that completely. Okay. This is always a fun question, and there's a story behind this question. Okay.
Okay.
I had a professor in one of my criminal law classes in college, who loved scenarios. Okay, he'd throw out a scenario at you pretty much every class period, and I despised it. Totally hated it.
Oh no!
So that's probably where this question comes from. Okay, you're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh man. I would definitely take my guitar. I have a hard time being away from my guitars. So yeah, definitely my guitar. Oh man. Is there food already at this island, or do I need to bring some food with me?
No, with the exception of coconut milk on the trees. From the trees, there's nothing, I think. Would you say that's fair?
Man.
We're assuming there's food on this island. So.
Oh, man. You know, I'd probably bring some way to listen to music. I don't know if that would be on my laptop. I don't know how I'd charge the laptop on the deserted island, but hopefully there's some self-charging way to, because I would really miss music and listening to music. Food. I'd probably there's a lot of food that I'd want to take with me. That's a hard question.
How about something for hunting?
What?
Hunting. You can have to hunt for your own food.
I don't think I'd last too long on this island.
No, with the exception of shooting down a coconut, I don't think you would do too well. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do too well.
No. Oh, boy.
I don't think I'd last too long.
Moving on. Okay. If you weren't in the music business at all, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
I love graphic design and marketing and photography, so I'd probably be doing something with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
A couple more questions for you, then I think we're gonna wrap things up.
Okay.
So, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, man. Oh, man, the best thing. I think just being able to be here in Nashville and be able to play as much as I get to play alongside so many really amazing players, I think just overall is one of the greatest things. So I'm just so happy about that.
Awesome. Oh, and another question, literally popped up that I hadn't even thought about. What kind of guitar do you have?
So my electric guitar is a Gibson Les Paul Double Cutaway, and my acoustic is a Breedlove acoustic electric guitar.
Nice. I've got sitting beside me right now, I've got a Fender Californian acoustic and a Johnson Electric.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, it's
love
nice
both.
having both. Yeah.
They're my babies, totally.
Yep, yep. I understand that.
I'm actually, I've been playing, not good, but I've been playing for about the past maybe three years maybe. So it's
great.
It's a process.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to be honest, it's a process. And one of my New Year's resolutions was to learn electric guitar as some of my heroes like Brad Paisley, Lindsey Ayle, people like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they're all excellent. Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
They really are. Yep, I love them. They're my bet.
Mm-hmm.
They're my babies, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand that.
So this question comes from my friends over at CM Chat. They're great people over there. Some of the best in the business. But
great. Yeah.
If you could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
Ooh, one celebrity to narrate the story of my life. Oh man. Would this person be portraying me in a scenario or just, like, talking about
like
my
life? Like a voiceover
life?
Or...
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Either or, like a voiceover or actually playing you.
Uh-huh. One of my biggest idols is Susan Tedeschi, so that would be really
mm-hmm.
cool if it was her.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's an awesome... You would really like her, She's an excellent blues guitarist and singer.
Have you ever collaborated with her in Nashville?
I have not. I've been lucky enough to meet her a few times, but yeah, she's she's excellent, so.
I'll have to look her up.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking for myself, I think one of the greatest, at least, voiceover actors of our time is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yes.
Morgan,
yeah,
Freeman.
He's great.
Morgan Freeman literally makes everything exponentially more awesome.
Yes. He has a very distinctive voice, too. You always know him.
Yeah.
I could say the local
so
most
that would be,
right now as we
yes.
see it. I'm sorry.
That'd be my choice. I think that would be my choice.
Yes.
Okay. Last question I believe I've got for you. Unless, Craig, you got anything else. Whether in your professional life or a personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think just, like, coming here, everybody kind of says the same thing. Just keep showing up, keep going out, be patient, and be nice to everybody. So I think that's, yeah. yeah.
Well, this interview's flown by, hasn't it?
I know, it really has.
And this happens literally every single time I get
uh-huh.
so into what I'm doing that I look at I have a little a countdown clock in my studio. So I look at this countdown clock and it's like 5 minutes. I'm like, wait, what happened?
What happened? That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm like, wait. What happened here?
Time flies when you're having fun.
I thought
fun.
We literally just got started with this.
I
so,
know.
But, do you have any more questions for Craig?
Yes, I have one last question for her.
Okay.
If you had to choose one venue to perform at all in the world, what would it be?
Oh, man. There's so many awesome venues. I mean, right here in Nashville, it would be amazing at the Ryman. That would be amazing.
I definitely see that happening. I also meant the Global.
That's going to happen.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would be amazing. Globally, I mean, places like Madison Square Garden would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And for me, I'd love it because then I can take the train directly from New Jersey to see you.
Yes.
Well, I don't even go outside. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. I thank you for taking almost 40 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this with us.
Thank you guys so much for having me on your show. This has been so fun. So thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me.
it was very enjoyable. Thank you, Meg.
Thank you.
And I know I said this earlier, but seriously, if there's ever anything that you need from me or Craig or the show, whether it's a promotion for a brand new single, whether it's whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And before we go, do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, that'd be great. My website is megwilliamsmusic.com, and on Instagram it's @megwilliamsmusic. On Facebook, it's / Meg Williams Guitar. And on YouTube, it's Meg Williams Music.
Nice.
And then I'm also on Spotify.
So.
And I think I follow you on pretty much everything, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get about your evening, but I thank you again for doing this.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Hopefully I'll see you when I'm in Nashville, Meg, on the 22nd.
So. Yes, I hope so. I'll keep you updated.
And next time I'm in Nashville, if you're playing, I'm definitely there next time.
Great. Well,
awesome.
thank you guys very much.
I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Have a great night.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Meg Williams. What did you think of it, Craig?
I thought it was fantastic. She's very friendly. You know, she's very likable.
She is.
And I think she just wants to please people, gain as many fans and friends as possible. And I think she'll be very successful in doing so.
Absolutely. We have a show Saturday, if I'm not completely mistaken.
Correct. Miss Chloe Gilligan from Song Suffragette.
Oh, and speaking of Song Suffragettes, did you see their show on Periscope last night?
Absolutely. And on the telecast was our guest from this past Friday, Tierra, who sang Wake Up Call.
Tierra, it was Tierra, Lacey Green, Reagan Stewart, Kaylee Shore, and April Cry, if I'm not mistaken.
Trust, that was a dream. I would have definitely been there if I would have been in Nashville.
And it was April's first time playing Song Suffragettes, too.
It won't be her last, that's for sure.
No, it will not. I agree completely. But, yeah, the thing I like about Periscope is you can go back and watch the replay if you missed it.
Yes, and because it's at 7:15 on a Monday, and sometimes
it's
not always the best
time.
So you can. It's good that you can see it.
7:15 your time.
Yes.
So, I think I'm gonna. I'll let you go too, buddy, but I'll talk to you on Saturday, okay?
All right. I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks, Cody.
All right, but I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super talented Miss Meg Williams. Like Craig said, this coming Saturday at 4:30 Central, we have a super talented Song Suffragette member, Chloe Gilligan, with us. But before that, this coming Friday at 4:30 Central, Indie Country Radio returns. So I am so excited about that. We have we have music from Tennille Arts, Natalie Stovall, and the new one from the Hobbs Sisters. So I think with all that being said, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Break Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.